99.1 Gracie Abrams. That's so true. The early morning crew, 9:15, 52 out in the valley. And we are preparing for a big event coming up in November. I'm going to get the day right, Miss Josie.
Tell me.
November 15th.
Hey, way to go.
There you go. I'm
proud of you. Here, let me hand this over because we are on Facebook Live right now. This is one of those annual events that I tell everybody about. I got family and friends that I've invited because me personally, my niece had a stay in the NICU. First, let me just introduce it. This is Sarah from Project Sweet Peas, okay? The event coming up is the Project Sweet Peas Gala, which you guys do every year. It is your biggest fundraiser. Tell everybody what Project Sweet Peas is.
We are a national nonprofit that was started 16 years ago by a group of moms that had either lost a baby in the NICU or had a NICU baby. And we just wanted to be able to offer support to other NICU families. And then Carrie Tyler started the division here in Alabama.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. In 2015. So this year is our 10th anniversary in Alabama. And we currently serve 18 hospitals, including one in the Gulf Coast of Florida. And I wrote some notes so I wouldn't forget. In our 10 years, we've made approximately 20,000 deliveries of care packages and holiday gifts.
Wow.
And she also wanted me to mention that this is going to be our last year in Huntsville doing the gala.
No way.
Really?
Has we outgrown this area?
We just feel like we want to try to have it someplace else.
Okay.
So we're looking at maybe Panama City Beach. I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
Want to go on a trip.
A whole weekend in Panama City. So that is the deal.
But I appreciate that's part of expansion. That's part of growing something that's, you know, you talk about grassroots. I mean, you guys just started doing this because you had a personal experience with it. Mm-hmm. You knew what it was like. All mm-hmm. of a sudden you're thrown into the situation where you're worried about your baby. You're strapped for time. You're strapped for money. You're making all these trips. How old are your babies now?
They are 11.
11. Are y'all trick-or-treating this year?
Yes. We've done one trick-or-treating event with friends in Priceville. I think we're going again tonight with some friends. And then they'll probably make me go on Friday, too.
Oh, we'll just cherish it. Because 11, yes. you know, you're just on the edge. Soon before you know it, they're going to be like, I don't care about candy. You're going to be like, what do you mean you don't care about candy?
I know.
So your babies were born at how many weeks old?
They were 10 weeks early, so 30 weeks. And we spent 53 days in the NICU in Huntsville.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, part of this event is it's for people who have been in this experience. It's people who are going through this because when you're in a hospital, no matter what the doctors tell you, it means more emotionally when you're talking to somebody that's been through it. So people that come out to this gala, whether it's infant loss or whether it's spending time in the NICU, these are people that understand. And if you've been in that situation before, what a community this is to have, what a hopeful thing it is. Now, it's a serious subject. It is. But we come out and we celebrate together because there are so many lives that have been touched by not only Project Sweet Peas, but by these stays in the NICU, because there's heartbreak, there's challenges, there's all these little victories that you get to celebrate that you don't realize until you come out and you talk to somebody in these events, and you celebrate, you know, when they finally, you get to hold them, or when they finally get to come home. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it.
I know.
And this is good. Where do we get our tickets?
You can go to projectsweetpeas.com/Alabama, and there's a link on there that'll take you to the gala where you can buy your tickets. You can, if you have a NICU baby and you want to sign up for the NICU slideshow, you can do that. You can sign up to be a NICU sponsor to honor a baby that went through the NICU or one you lost in the NICU. And so just go check it out for us. We are trying to sell out this year, since it's our last year, we want to make it a big year.
I can't believe that. That is, y'all, it's so fun to come out and get dressed up. I got a friend, and yes, her babies stayed in the NICU. They were twins, and this was during COVID. Mm-hmm. So this was, I mean, it was intense getting to go see them. But I know that being a mom of twins, like, she just wants to get dressed up and come out.
Yes.
So we come out, and what kind of, we usually do an auction out there. We do an auction.
Yes, there will be a silent auction and a live auction. Kevin will be doing the live auction part of it for
us.
And I think Rob Owens from Owens Custom Homes will also be helping with the live auction. Yeah. He loves it. So he asked if he could do it again this year.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I know. He's excited. So it'll be a lot of fun. And Kendra Scott Jewelry is going to be out there.
Oh, nice.
With a table set up selling jewelry, and part of the profits raised from anything they sell that night will go towards us.
This is just a work of heart. This is not some big corporation. These are just people who were motivated to help others, who were just like, this is something I was totally unprepared for. Let me help others who get thrown into this situation as well. I'm so excited. I hope everybody gets their tickets. I hope to see you all out there. We're going to have an incredible time coming up on November 15th. Again, where can we get our tickets?
ProjectSweetPeas.com/Alabama, and check out the gala link that is on our page.
Also, I haven't forgotten that you and I are supposed to go to a 90s country concert. I just want you to know that.
Yes.
I've been so busy. I'll get you back on that. All right. Y'all, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Hope to see y'all out there.
Thank you.